Аудиозапись номер 34. Exercise 104. Listen again and fill in the gaps in the expressions from the scene. Mrs. Weston waited patiently for 2 minutes, then impatiently for 2 more, and finally broke the silence. George. George, I say. Will you put down that paper and look at me? The paper rustled to the floor, and Weston turned a weary face toward his wife. What is it, dear?
You know what it is, George. It's Gloria and that terrible machine.
What terrible machine?
Now, don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. It's that robot Gloria called Robbie. He doesn't leave her for a moment.
Well, why should he? He's not supposed to. And he certainly isn't a terrible machine. He's the best darn robot money can buy. I'm damn sure he set me back half a year's income. Who's worth it, though? Dan's are cleverer than half my office staff.
He made a move to pick up the paper again, but his wife was quicker and snatched it away. You listen to me, George. I won't have my daughter entrusted to a machine, and I don't care how clever it is. It has no soul, and no one knows what it may be thinking. A child just isn't made to be guarded by a thing of metal.